CD 1, track 14. 1.
I'm really in two minds about what to do in the future. Most of the students in my class passed their exams with flying colours, and I hardly scraped through them. I'm really struggling to understand why this is the case.
So, just like me, I never skip classes and I try to pay attention, but I just don't think I'm an academic type. I'm not cut out for university. I guess I should find a job and forget about a degree. You've got to be at least average to cope with the amount of coursework you get at university.
You're right. Maybe I should do the same. What's the point of doing a degree course if I seem to score just a few points in every single test?
2.
How do you recall information more effectively? Is learning by repetition ever a good idea? These questions have been the main point of the most recent conference held by a panel of experts from a variety of educational institutions. A lot of attention has been devoted to ideas which can be applied to achieve better retention of information. Apparently, students who take advantage of such techniques outperform those who don't. An example of such a technique used to memorize the North American Great Lakes is the acronym HOMES, which matches the letters of the five lakes, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. Here with me is Professor Higgins to tell us more about these effective ways of committing information to your memory. Professor Higgins, can you...
3.
Do you think that the so-called virtual classroom will ever succeed?
I hope it will never replace the traditional school, as I can't imagine students enjoying studying stuck in front of their computers at home. I know that recent surveys clearly demonstrate young people's great attachment to technology, but in my view, teenagers crave the company of other young people and actually value face-to-face communication. So going back to your question, I don't think so.
Do you believe that one day teachers will sanction the use of mobile phones in the classroom?
My experience tells me that they won't, because most teachers see cell phones as a threat in the classroom. But I believe that most educators will be encouraging their learners to take advantage of mobile technologies and different apps to study at home.
That's some kind of compromise, I guess.